Today's shiur is a schus for Reb Shalom ben Bracha for Refuah Shleima. Today's shiur is Masechet Ksubos Daf Chaf Tes. We will begin on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph at the new perek. The Torah HaKadoshah discusses two areas, two situations. One is when a girl was seduced, pitui, mefata, by a man. And the Torah HaKadoshah says, if a man seduces a woman who is a psula, is not a mereses, because if she's a mereses, now we have issues of eshes ish, v'shachav ima, and he has relations with her, the Torah says he must marry her. If her father refuses to give her to this man in marriage, kesav yishkal kamaya psulas. He has to pay kamaya psulas, which of course we will explain that it's 50 shkalim, and we're going to learn in our shir how we know that that's the amount. Then there's another parasha in the Torah, and that is the parasha of oinus, if a woman was violated. And there the Torah says, kims ish nara psula shlai rasa. Again, the Torah speaks about a woman who's a Nara, who's a Psula, who's not an Eshes Ish. The Safsa, and he grabs her. It's Ba'aynis. The Shachiv Ima, the Nimtsu. The Nafsan Ish, a Shachiv Ima, Avia Nara, Chamishim Kesef. The man has to give to the father of this girl, Chamishim Kesef, 50 Kesef. The Lai Seal Ish, a Tachas, a She'ina. He must take her as a wife. He may not separate from her his entire life. This, we know that the life of a Jewish girl is divided into three stages. Ketana, Nara, and Begeris. A Ketana is a girl until she's 12 years old. A Nara is from 12 to 12 and a half. And a begeris is after 12 and a half. The din, these halachas that we're discussing here, the two halachas that we just discussed about pitui and oinus, are certainly not said about a begeris. Regarding a ketana, we're going to have a machlokes in our perek in Mitzvah Shem if this din applies if a man was mefata or me'anis a ketana. The din that we're going to be focusing on, that we've been focusing and will focus on in our shir, is the halacha of knas. As we just read, from the Torah, says that when such a situation happens, the father has to give, the ma'anis and the mefata have to give chamishim kesef. In our shir, we're going to discuss in our perek, we're going to discuss what are the circumstances to give the chamishim kesef. However, if somebody does damage to someone else, they also are chayv to pay other damages. As we know, the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama discusses quite extensively. One has to pay nezek tzar and boishet. The halacha is that that would have to be paid here as well. But that's not the focus of our perek. And the reason it's not the focus of our perek is because those are standard damages that are paid whenever somebody hurts someone else. There's no specific purpose in mentioning them in our perek when in our perek we are speaking about what's unique in this case, and that is the knas of chamishim kesef. As we also said, the Torah in both cases of Mefata and Ma'anis added another element, and that is the chiyuv of Veloy Seal Isha. That if somebody were to do what we're discussing in our shir today, the wife, this woman becomes his wife. Our Gemara begins to discuss what is the halacha if somebody did what we're discussing in our parak, even with a woman who you may not marry. So says the Mishnah, Eila Hanaris Shesh Lom Knas. These are the girls that are subject to Knas. So Rashi right away points out, as we mentioned a moment ago, there is a question by which girl, but where is the chiv of Knas? Is it only by a Nara or by a Ketana as well? So Rashi says, the fact that our Mishnah begins with the words, Eila Naris Shesh Lom Knas, is an indication that our Mishnah is following the opinion that only by a Nara does a Knas and not by Ketana. Says the Mishnah, which girls is this? El Nara Shesh Lom Knas, Al Haba Al Mamzeris. If somebody has relations with a Mamzeris, and we know the case of a Mamzeris is either if this girl's parents were not allowed to live with each other, and the Isser of these people living together involves a Chiyiv Isser Karis, or certainly an Isser Misa, or if a girl was born from a parent who's a Mamzer, so then that girl becomes a Mamzeris, Hanesina. There were people came from Givon, who were from the Chivi family that lived in Eretz Yisrael when Yeshua was capturing Eretz Yisrael. They were very concerned that Klal Yisrael would take them and kill them. So they came and fooled Klal Yisrael. And they said that they were people who came from a distant land and they wanted to join Klal Yisrael. And they made Klal Yisrael swear to them that they would not kill them. Afterwards, Klal Yisrael became aware of this trick that they had done, that they're really from the Bnei Chivi, but they had made a shvua. And because they had made a shvua, Yeshua made them shayav emayim, the people who would be the ones to collect the water, and the people who would cut the wood for the Beis Hashem. Later on, David HaMelech made a gzera that they may never enter in Klal Yisrael. So here too, the woman who was that had this situation happen to her was in the Sinim. There's a big discussion amongst the Rishonim, the Isser to marry in a Sina. Where is the Isser? Is an Isser deraisa or an Isser derabbanan? Rashi indicates that even though the Nesinim came from the Chivi, from Canaan, regarding who the Torah says, loisus chatenbam, that you're not allowed to marry them, an Isser deraisa, Rashi, however, holds that the Isser to marry the Nesinim that I mentioned in our Mishnah is only an Isser derabbanan. Because Rashi's opinion, apparently, is that the Isser of Loises Chatenbom with the Knanim only applies to those Knanim who were not Megayer. The Nesinim of our Shir today were Knanim who were Megayer, and Rashi obviously holds that the Isser of Loises Chatenbom doesn't apply to them. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that the Isser of Loises Chatenbom applies even to Kananim who are Megayer, and therefore Tosfos holds that the Nesinim mentioned in our Mishnah, the Issa to marry them is an Issa deraisa. The Ramban has a different opinion. He says that even though the Issa to marry Nesinim applies only even to Kananim who are Megayer, but the Isser only applies, according to the Rabban, to a first generation Nesinim. The second generation, that means if they're not first generation Gerim of Kananim, then the Halacha doesn't apply to them. Actually, the Pnei Yeshua points out that Rashi, Masech Demakis, seems to say that the Isser marrying Nesinim is an Isser Deraisa, and therefore Pnei Yeshua asks a question, how do we reconcile Rashi and Masech Demakis with Rashi and Masech Deksubis? So Pnei Yeshua, first teretz, is that actually the Rashi agrees with the Ramban. And the Rashi will agree that there's a difference between a first generation Nosson and a second generation Nosson, And Rashi will hold, and Rashi in our parak is talking about a second or further generation Nasan that only are awesome with Rabbanan because of the Gzeris of Dovra Melech and Yeshua, whereas Rashi in Masechta Makis is speaking about a first generation. Another answer that the Pnei Yeshua gives is that Rashi maybe differentiates between somebody who lives with a Nosson, their chasnas, in a stage of marriage, where the Torah says, Lois is chatenbom, the Torah says clearly, one may not marry them, versus when it's not in a status of marriage. Then, that's not what the Torah speaks about. And since that's not the case that the Torah speaks about, Rashi will hold that's only osam drabonim. And the next person that the Mishnah speaks about, somebody did this, is with a kutis. The kutis, we know, are people who came from the land of Kutah, and the Melech Asher, part of his strategy was that he would bring people from different places around the world, and the kut to make nobody should be really comfortable where they were, because he brought them to countries where they didn't come from. And the kutim were brought to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a pandemic of lions attacking Eretz Yisrael, and they became gerim. And throughout Shas, there's a machloikis if the kutim are considered Geri Emes or Geri Arayis. Arayis with an Aleph. Are they considered really Jews, or is the Geris not really accepted as a Geris because it wasn't a sincere Geris? Rashi says that our Mishnah follows the opinion that the Kutim are not really true Gerim, and they're considered like non-Jews, and the law of Loses Chatenbaum applies to them. Tosfos says that Rashi is following his opinion that the Issa of Lois Chatenbaum only applies, as we just explained Rashi's opinion, when the people, that the Knanim were not Megayer. But if they were Megayer, just like we explained Rashi's opinion, at least Rashi certainly here, by the Nesinim, Rashi will say the same, that the Issa of Lois Chatenbaum doesn't apply when they're Gerim. Tosfos asks that the question here is that we learned already that the halacha is that we don't even give a knas to a geyoris who became a geyoris when she was a ketana. And we explained because we're concerned that maybe the Gemara and Dafir Aleph taught us that a ketana, that if a girl becomes a geyoris when she's a ketana, maybe she'll decide when she becomes a gdoila that she's not interested in being a geyoris. And the halacha is that will have ended up giving knas to a person who's non-Jewish. Moreover, that the halacha is that the Gemara teaches us that Rameya holds that a ketana gets knas. But Rameya holds that ketanim are geri the kutim are geri emes. So how can we reconcile Rameya with our Mishnah? And therefore, Taisa says that our Mishnah actually follows the opinion that a kutim are Gerei Emes. And that's why they're entitled to Knas. But that is a question. If they're Gerei Emes and they're considered full-fledged Gerim, so now the question is, why does our Mishnah have to teach us that? Of course, if they're Gerim, they're regular Jews. And if they're regular Jews, they're entitled to the Knas. So one Teretz Tosfos gives is that we find throughout Shas that different Gezeris were made, even according to the opinion that they're Geri Emes, different Gzeris were made to separate us from the Kutim. And that's why over here, we would think maybe they should not be entitled to the Knas. Teaches us our Mishnah that they are. Another pshat that the Tosfos Yesharim offers is that that's exactly what our Mishnah is coming to teach us. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that the Kutim are to be considered Geri Emes. Continues the Mishnah, Habal Geyoris, if somebody did one of these acts, Oynes Mefata with a Geyoris, Al Shvuya, a woman who was kidnapped and then was freed, al shivcha, on a shivcha kananis who was freed. Shenifta v'shnizgar v'shnishtachru p'chusim b'shal shon v'yamechod. All of this happened when they were less than 3 years old. So since it happened when they were less than 3 years old, in all of these cases, we need to be concerned that these women had relations with whoever before had relations. And as we read the psukim, as we began the shir, the Torah is very clear that these halachas are only by a psula. So these women changed statuses before they were 3 years old. So even if they had relations, we know, we've mentioned many times, the halach is psula choizrim. The psulim come back. But here, if it happened after they were 3 years old, then the halach is, then they are no longer to be considered psulas. If they're not considered psulas, then they're not entitled to the knas. The Rishonim discuss that there's another reason why a shivcha should not get knas, because her owner owns her. So how does her father become a person that she get the knas? Says the Mishnah that the Allah, so some Rishonim say that the Rishalmi also says that maybe she shouldn't be in charge and able to get knas. In fact, the Chasam Sofer points out that the Gemara often says regarding avodim, am hadoim lechamor, that compared to chamor. So if a chamor, of course, would not be entitled to knas, so too would these women also not. Now the Mishnah continues. It says a group of people that the iser to live with them is a chiyuv karis, and still there's a chiyuv knas. Habal achoysoi, al chois aviv, al chois imoi, al chois ishtoi, al eishes achiv, habay eishes achavi aviv, v'al anida. In all these cases, yeshlam knas, there's a chiyuv knas, af api shem bikoris, even though living with these women involves a chiyuv koris. And it's interesting, the Mishnah uses the word bihi koris. And the Tosfos Yonta points out, why does it say bihi kares? Why doesn't it say kares? So he explains that because when we look at the pasuk, when it speaks about kares, the Torah uses the words hi kares, ti kares. The Shoshana of David says, the point the teacher says that the aloch is that even though there are times with somebody is chayiv karis, they can become exempt from the chayiv karis. And that is with the chayiv malchus. Teaches us the Mishnah that even though they have he karis, they could be avoid the karis by getting malchus. That doesn't help that they still have to pay the knas. Shein ben misa bezdin. And what's the reason? Now, what is the Gemara, what is the Mishnah, as we're going to learn the Gemara, troubled with? We know that there's a very important halacha which we're going to be discussing quite extensively, and that is the halacha of kimlei b'derabim minei. If somebody does an aveira for which there are two punishments, the halacha is that you only get the more serious punishment. So if somebody were to do an aveira for which there's a chiv misa and also a chiv knas, then you get the misa and you don't chayiv the knas. Our Mishnah, as we're going to be discussing, is of the opinion that we don't say kimlei b'derabimnei if the punishment is kares, only when the punishment is miso. So the women that were mentioned in our Mishnah, the iser to live with those women is a chiyuv kares, and because it's a chiyuv kares, we say kimlei b'derabimnei, we don't say kimlei b'derabimnei. And why indeed don't we say kimlei b'derabimnei when the punishment is kares? So some explain that we only say kimlei b'derabimnei when both punishments are punishments that are b'dei Adam. Karis, of course, is not a punishment b'dei Adam. And if karis is not a punishment b'dei Adam, there's no kimlei b'derabimnei. Another pshat that the Meiri suggests is that misa b'dei Adam, when Bezdin gives a misa when they have to, There's no way to avoid that. Even if the person who did the Aveira, for which he's chayiv misa b'dei Adam, does tshuva, it wouldn't help him. He still has to, Bezdin will kill him. Whereas when it comes to Kares, if somebody chas v'sholem did an Aveira for which there's a chayiv Kares, and he did tshuva, then he could be absolved of the Kares. And therefore, we don't say kim lebed ramenei. So ask the Gemara. If we read the Mishnah simply, the Mishnah says, Hani naris psulis isle knas. The various women that were mentioned in our Mishnah are all women who are have a deficiency, why the man, as we're going to see, may not marry them. And it seems from our Mishnah that only these women get a knas. B'ksheris, if somebody had relations with a woman who's a perfectly fine, no question woman, there's no knas, says the Marah Hachikomer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Eila naris psulis yeshlam knas. There are women who are psulis, that are disqualified, that still are entitled to knas. And what are they? Habal mamzeres velansina velakutis. And as the Rishonim come to say, that not all of the Mishnah, not all of the women in our Mishnah are women who have a disqualification. A geiris, a shvuya, and a shivcha that were all before 3 years old don't have any disqualifications. The point of the Mishnah is to teach us that every one of the women that are mentioned in our Mishnah have some sort of an issue with them. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though the women who are mentioned in our Mishnah are all women that have some sort of an issue with them, they're still entitled to knas. Says the Gemara. Our Mishnah, as we said, starts with the word elanaris. Nara in, that the chiv knas is only by a girl who's a nara, ktana loy, but not by ktana. Says the Gemara, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah Marav, Ramehi. It follows the opinion of Ramehi. The Tanya, ktana bas yoim echod v'ach tavish de saris, a girl from when she's a ktana until she brings shtei saris. And of course, the aloch of shtei saris is also only if she's 12 years old. Yesh le mecher, her father could sell her as a shivcha, vein le knas, but she's not entitled to knas. Mishatavish de saris vach de bugger, from when she's 12 years old till 12 and a half, yesh le knas, she, if an oinus of pitoy happened, she's entitled to knas, vein le kmecha divra meya. Shai remei oimer, kamakum sheish mecher, wherever the father's entitled to sell the daughter, ain't knas. There's no halach of knas. V'chomakum sheyesh knas, whenever there's a situation where there's entitlement for knas, a mecher, this girl may not be sold. V'chomayim, but the chomim disagree, and they say, k'tanah v'bashal shonah v'yamechad, once a girl is above 3 years old, v'ach debugger, until she becomes 12 years old, all these cases, yeshla knas, she's entitled to knas. So Rabbi Kivega asks a question. Our Mishnah seems to be connecting the power of the father, the authority of the father, and knas. And what is the authority of the father? Because he can marry her off. But if that's the case, asks Rabbi Kivega, we spoke about the various women in our Mishnah who you may not marry, the Mamzeres, the Nesina. So why are they entitled to knas? Says Rabbi Kivega, that the point of our Mishnah is that these women, according to Ramea, the girl, Rashi, said, the way Ramea learns, is either she can marry off herself or she gets knas. A girl, the mamzeres, the nesina, even though she may not be able to marry every man, but there are men she may marry. And since there are men that she may marry, that's why she is entitled to the knas. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara just quoted the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that Knas in, that she's entitled to Knas, Mechaloi. Is that true? That the father is not allowed to sell his daughter when she's a Ketana? And it says the Gemara, Ema, explained that the opinion of the Chachamim is, Af Knas Memakam Mecher. Even though she's a girl who her father is allowed to sell her, she's still entitled to Knas as well. Ask the Gemara, but Hani, why indeed, as we mentioned, are these girls entitled to knas? Hani b'nei knasa nanu? Why are these girls entitled to knas? For my ikrikan, as we learned at the beginning of our shir, the Torah says that part of what is punishment of somebody who did oinus or mafata is that the woman has to become the wife of the husband. Vikrikan v'loisil isha, that the girl has to become this man's wife. From there ought we not to learn, isha haroyaloi, that the din of knas only applies by a woman whom he may marry. And these women are not women that he may marry. Amrei Shlokish. So Reish Lakish says, we go back to the pasuk that we began the shiur with, where the Torah Kedosha says, "Ki yimtze ish nar b'sula shloi rosa v'safsav shachiv v'moy v'nimtzou v'nosan isha shachiv v'moy lavi anara chamishim kesef v'loy sil isha tachas she'ina layucho shalchav kol yamav." The Torah mentions here the word nara three times. Nara in the first pasuk that we read, then the Torah says nara a second time, and then the Torah added the word hey. Hanara. So says Reish Lakish, Chad l'gufei, one time that the Torah said the word nara is to teach us the fundamental basic halacha, what is the halacha of a nara was nensa. V'chad l'sui l'chayvi kriv lavin, one is to teach us that even if she's a girl what is a chayv lav, the din, these dinim apply, these rules apply. V'chad l'sui l'chayvi krisis, that if she's a girl that there's a chayv karis with, these rules apply. Rapapama, Rav Papa says that we learn from the pasuk that we read of v'chiyatav v'chifatish b'sula ashloi rosa v'shachiv ima mayim rena loy l'isha imayin yimayin l'vil asitala kesav yishka kamaya p'silas. So the Torah says the word p'sula twice, b'sula, b'sula. And then the Torah also once said ha b'sula. So we need chad l'gufei to teach us the basic halacha of a b'sula that was mefutah. Chad l'sui chayv lavin, that these halachas apply if the girls are chayv lavin. Chad l'sui chayv krisis. Ask the Gemara, Rav Papa, who learned this from the word hapsula, my tamalai kurish lakish, why didn't he learn it from the word nara? Answers the Gemara, because hahu, that pasuk mi boi leiv chabaya. He needs for what Abaya taught us. Dom Abaya, ba'ala mesa. If somebody raped, violated a girl, and she died, before we could bring this person to justice, Potter, then he would not have to pay the knas. Because the Torah says, Shinemar v'nosan lavi hanara, and we learn from here, lavi nara v'lavi mesa. If she's no longer alive, the chiyuv of paying the knas doesn't apply. Reish Lakish, that learned all of this from hanara, from the word nara, my tamalai amak rapapa, why didn't he learn like rapapa? Ahumi b'ayle, he needs the pasuk of psula to teach us the gzeirah shava, because as we began the shir, the Torah is never 100% clear, not by the oinus or not by the mafata, how much and in what coin you have to pay, because by the Torah, by oinus says chamishim kesef, but it doesn't say what kind of kesef. By the mafata it says yishkoil. So clearly indicates that we have to pay whatever has to be paid in shkolim, but it doesn't say how many shkolim it has to be paid. The Torah says, kesav yishka kamayel psulas. The Tanya, yikesav yishka kamayel psulas, sheizeh kamayel psulas, amayel psulas kazeh. That the Torah is learning one from the other to teach us that the amount is, by both cases, chamishim shkolim. Reish Lakish nami. So now ask the Gemara, so Reish Lakish needs one of the times that the Torah states nara for Abaya to teach us Abaya's halacha, that if somebody did something with this girl and she passed away before he was taken to Din Torah, he doesn't have to pay the knas. And on the other hand, asked the Gemara, for a papa nami by Leila Gzeirah Shava, he needs it for the Gzeirah Shava that we just discussed, that you have to pay the chamishim shkolim. Says the Gemara, actually, there's no machlokes Reish Lakish and Rav Papa. Rather, we're going to have to combine and come up with all of the halachas that we've been learning in our shir. Says the Gemara, Shita Kroy Ksivi. There's a total of six words. Nara, nara, hanara. Psula, psules, habsules. So we have a total of six. Trei, lugufayu. Two are here to teach us the basic din. Or what is the halacha when somebody is ma'anis a girl? What is the halacha when somebody is mafata girl. Chad labayo, to teach us that if the girl is no longer alive, when the knas is to be paid, you don't pay the knas. Chat is to teach us the gzeirah shava, that in both cases, the amount to pay is chamishim kesef. So now four of the six words have been used, have been accounted for. Isolate trei, we're left with two words. Chad l'sui chayv elavin, that the chiv applies by chayv elavin. V'chad l'sui chayv ekrisis, and two to teach us by chayv ekrisis. What is the point to teach us? What are we trying to learn here? Our Mishnah is teaching us that we don't agree with certain opinions of Tanoim. Lafuke Mahay Tana. Our Mishnah does not agree with the following Tana. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, the Tarak Dosha says, V'loy Seel Isha, Shimna Tamani Omer, that when is there a halacha of Oynes Mefata? Only by woman Isha Sheeshba Havaya, a woman with whom you Kedushin would be effective. But if there's women that Kedushin would not be effective, then there's no Chiv of Knas. Shema Menasya Omer, Bisha Ruya Lekaima. It's not just a woman where Kedushin is effective, as we'll see in a second. It's even a step further. Even if you'll have a woman where Kedushin would be effective, but still it involves an Aveira to live with that woman, that, in that case as well, says Rav Shimon ben Asya, there's no chiv knas. And ask the Gemara, my benayu, what would be the nafkamina between those two cases? Amar Abzeira, Mamzeris, v'nasina ikka benayu. The nafkamina would be a Mamzeris and a nasina. The mandama yesh ba'avaya, according to the mandama, that the test is if kedushin is typhus. So as we have learned, most tanoim, and that is the halacha, told that by a woman who the iser to marry her is a chiv lav, even though of course you're not supposed to marry her, kedushin is typhus. The kedushin is effective. And these are women that are chayv lavin, and therefore the kedushin is typhus. So explains the Gemara. Lamandama yesh bahavaya, according to the mandama that says that the test is if kedushin is typhus, hanami yesh bahavaya. So these are women where the kedushin is typhus. Whereas, lamanda omar, Ruy Lekaima, that the test is, may you remain married with her? Ha'en Ruy Lekaima, these are women that you're not supposed to remain married to. Ask the Gemara. But we learned extensively in Masech the Yevamis, or Rebbe Kiva the Amen and Kedushin, Taif Samechai V'Lavin. Even a woman whose entire Isser is only an Isser of Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is not effective. So now we come back to our question. My Benayu, what will be the Nafkamina between the opinion of Shimon HaTamani and Shimon Menasya? Answers the Gemara, Ikka Benayah Amonel Kohen Gadol. The Nafkamina will be an Amonel Kohen Gadol, Kreb Samoy. The Tanya, Reb Samoy Omer, Menakol Osir Reb Akiva Mamzerim. Because according to Reb Akiva, according to everyone, wherever Kedushin is not typhus, that's where the product of such a marriage or such a union, the child will be a Mamzer. So according to the Chachamim, that the Kedushin is not typhus only when the Issa Zachiv Karis, and certainly if the Issa Zachiv Misim De Adam. So the child only born from an Issa Karis or Issa Misim De Adam is a Mamzer. Whereas Rav Simai says that Rav Kiva holds that the Kedushin is not typhus by Chai V'Lavin. Since the Kedushin is not typhus by Chai V'Lavin, the child born from Chai V'Lavin will be a Mamzer. And says Reb Samoy, Menakol, whenever we have a situation where these two, this man and woman having relations, involves a chai v'lavin, Menakol also Rekiva Mamzerim, Chutz Mamon Kohen Gadol, that there he'll agree when a Kohen Gadol marries an Almona that the child is not a Mamzer. Shreyam Retaira, the Torah says, Almona regarding the Kohen Gadol, Almona Grush V'Chalol Zoyna Aseila Lo Yikach, so says Reb Samoy, from here we learn, that the Torah is explicit, that even though the Isser for the Kohen Gadol to marry one of these types of women is a Chiv Lav, but the Torah teaches us that if somebody, if a Kohen Gadol does marry such a woman, the child will be a Cholol, the Ein Ois Mamzerim, is not a Mamzer. So now, even according to Rabbi Akiva, we could understand the machloikis, we could apply the machloikis of Shimon HaTamani and of Shimon Manasseh. Because according to Shimon HaTamani, where the Isser is Yesh Bahavaya, where the Kedushin is Typhus. So as we just said, production of the child being a mamzer and Kedushin being effective travel together. And if we just learned that the Pasuk, even Rabbi Akiva is going to agree, teaches us that the child is not a mamzer, so that's a raya that the Kedushin is Typhus. If that's a raya that the Kedushin is Typhus, that's a raya, that's going to be a proof that the child, that according to Rabbi Samai, such according to Shimon HaTamani, such a woman would be entitled to Knas. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, the test is, may you remain together? Of course, they may not remain together. But ask the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Sheva, but according to Rabbi Sheva's understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Domar, who he says, Bon Tzaveich al Kiva ben Yosef, let's go and yell at Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Why should we be upset? Because he makes more mamzerim. There are more situations where a mamzer comes. And he says, Kol she'en le'bi b'Yisrael, wherever the Torah says you're not allowed to be married, so that the Torah is teaching us that the child will be a mamzer, so we're back to where we started. So according to Rabbi Yeshiva's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is that even Alman al-Kohen Gadol, that halacha will be, is a mamzer. So where is the machlokes according to Rabbi Akiva between Shimon? Where is the case of the machlokes between Shimon HaTamani and Rav Shimon Manasseh according to Rabbi Akiva? The Gra makes a very interesting observation. He says our Gemara uses wording that we don't typically find. The Gemara says, "Boy v'netzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef." Let's yell. Why should we yell? If we disagree, we could disagree. Why do we say Bar Min HaTzaveach? So he says, because we know throughout Shas that the halach is halacha ke Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi. When Rabbi Akiva is disagreeing with one individual, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, v'loi mechavei rov. But now when he agrees with many individuals. Says the Gra, what Rabbi Sheva was trying to accomplish here is that the halacha should not follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Because as the Gemara just said, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to have more circumstances of mamzerim in the world. So what the Gemara says the Gra, is bavin the tzaveach. Let's have many people disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva. When we will have many people disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva, then the halacha won't be like Rabbi Akiva, and there'll be less situations of mamzerim. So again, the Gemara is seeking to find what is the machlokes between where according to Rabbi Akiva, do we have a practical nafkamina between Shimon HaTamani and or Shimon Manasseh? Says the Gemara, Ikka b'nai chayve esay mitzri v'adoymi. When the issa to marry, the issa for these people to get married is only a mitzvah esay. Where the Torah says, regarding the adoymi and mitzri, lo'sasav adoymi k'achichahu, Lisasav mitzri kigera yisa be'aratzoi. Bottom as shivodulam dosh shlishi yovel amakal Hashem. First two generations of a daimi and a mitzri, the ger himself and his child, son or daughter, one may not marry. The third generation, one may marry. Since the Torah doesn't say it in an explicit way of a lav. It's a lav haba mechlal asay. And that, we know, the Gemara Masech, the Makkos teaches us, that a lav haba mechlal asay, the Torah, it's not considered in the category of a lav, it's considered in the category of an asay. Since it's considered in the category of an asay, everybody will agree that if somebody gets married in such a fashion, the Kedushin is typhus. So now, even Rabbi Akiva, so now we could have an explanation, an example of the machlokes of Shimon HaTamani and Rav Shimon Manasseh. According to Shimon HaTamani, there would be knas by such an individual, by such a girl, a doimi or mitzri, because kedushin is typhus. And according to Shimon HaTamani, if yesh ba havaya, if kedushin is typhus, the halacha is that there is knas. Whereas according to Shimon ben Asya, what we look for is if they're allowed to stay married. And of course, even though it's only an assay, they may not remain married. And since they may not remain married, the halacha is there will not be knas, according to Shimon ben Asya.